Looking back on how the last few years have gone, you'd be forgiven if you aren't ready to declare that 2023 is going to be your year. No doubt, we've all faced some dark times and setbacks. But we publish this final editorial of 2022 in defense of optimism. This time 2 years ago, a New Year's Eve party would have been against the law. This time last year, half of the people invited would have been at home nursing symptoms of Omicron. We aren't out of the woods yet as the pandemic goes, but progress is progress. We toast the genius of our scientists who delivered the vaccines that have allowed us to safely gather and go about our lives again. It is in this spirit that we greet the last day of 2022. Optimism abounds. Indeed, it is the natural fire that spurs us to action in any challenge. Without a belief that things can and must be better, why bother doing anything? There is no shortage of challenges that will call on us to be at our best, most optimistic selves in the next 12 months, in our own homes and in the world at large. The way we've been tested since COVID-19 set upon us leaves us with no doubt that we are capable of rising to the occasion, whatever it may be. This December 31st, may your champagne flute, or mug of cocoa, always be half full. Don't hesitate to say it. Don't even be afraid to shout it. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to all of us. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.